Think you can handle yourself alone? I ask Cleo.
I hope you have the keys with you.
I pat down my pockets. Shit, I knew I forgot something. Her eyes narrow. I watch her nostrils fill with air that leaves her body practically with flames. Okay, let's just get started. We're already late. Luther taps his pen on his desk.
I wonder why that is, I sneer. It's not exactly dry weather out there. The roads are horrible.
She swivels to focus her attention on Luther. You'd think by what you're wearing it was a balmy 80 degrees.
You'd think by what you're wearing that you were on your way to the local skate park.
I laugh and shake my head. Let's have it, Luther. Luther opens the file folder again and clears his throat. Chip Dawson was my client, and I will be upfront in saying he changed his will 2 months ago, but he was of sound mind to do so. I suggest neither of you go and try to say otherwise. I made sure to have witnesses present. She might argue, but I won't. I don't even mention whatever he left me isn't worth anything anyway. Without Chip himself, it's all meaningless. Cleo, you are left Chip's house and all the belongings inside. She straightens and eyes my pockets, silently saying,
Hand over the keys to Lifetime Adventures, fool.
Cleo is also getting his truck, Luther says. I hope a stepladder comes with it, I chuckle. She huffs.
You know, we can get out of here faster if you stop interrupting.
Luther waits a second, and I nod for him to continue. He goes through all of Chip's financial accounts, and as expected, everything is going to Cleo. If we could get to my toaster or whatever he's giving me so I can get the hell out of here, I'd appreciate it.
Now, Lifetime Adventures.
He taps the papers on the desk. My attention is piqued because for the first time, I sense apprehension in his voice.
Lifetime Adventures is to be split 50-50 between Cleo Dawson and Denver Bailey. If one shall not want their portion, the other has first option to buy the other one out. My stomach drops like the chunk of an ice cap into the ocean. Chip left me his company? What was he thinking?
I look at Cleo. Even with her layers of makeup, her face pales and her head tilts.
He left it to both of us?
Luther smiles.
Yes, Miss Dawson, you both equally own everything that has to do with Lifetime Adventures.
She sinks back in her chair and her manicured nails land on her mouth.
I can't own a business with him. We'll kill one another.
I sit up straighter. Savannah's not exactly a billboard ad for all the great things in life that come with running your own company. She leaves Bailey Timber looking exhausted most days. I'm not meant for a life like that.
Can I do this? Run a company when I hate anything that comes with strings?
Lifetime Adventures comes with a whole slew of strings, Cleo Dawson apparently being the thickest and most binding of them. Luther digs into the file folder and produces two envelopes and some paperwork, handing each of us a package.
I know this is big news, so he's written you both a letter. Why don't you take some time, read the letter, and let me know if you have any questions.
We reach out at the same time. In Chip's handwriting, Cleo is written on one white envelope and Denver on the other.
Why would he not leave it to me? Cleo asks Luther.
I'm sorry, Miss Dawson. I don't ask my clients why. Maybe the letter will provide a better explanation.
She stands and faces me.
I'll buy you out.
I'm sure she'd love to buy me out. I was unsure a second ago, but the thought of Cleo destroying what her father worked so hard for has me digging in my heels. My half isn't for sale.
You know as well as I do, this will never work out.
She crosses her arms. The worst thing about Cleo Dawson, the thing that drives me insane, is that she's hot as shit, yet I'll never be able to lay a hand on her. She's always been miserable to me. Why, I have no idea, but I'm happy to return the favor. I stand, towering over her. Well, we can give it the old college try. I nod to Luther.
Thanks.
Stuffing the letter into the back pocket of my jeans, I wink and sidestep her.
Did you even go to college? She calls after me.
Don't worry, Cleo. We'll get to know all those fun details about one another working side by side. I walk through the door. Her entourage stands, and I walk right by them. The fun of sparring with her might be the silver lining to a shitty situation.